SSRN News, I'm Jason Walker. That trip home might be a little rough, at least in some parts of the country. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovac.
The snowstorm blizzard it across the middle part of the country, especially Nebraska up to South Dakota. We'll have a lot of travel issues, heavy snow, reduced visibility, and a lot of blowing and drifting snow will make the travel very difficult. Along the East Coast, where there's rain, the travel could still be hampered.
And he adds, just use your head and be careful.
Big story for Christmas Day is the blizzard out across parts of the plains. Areas from northeastern Colorado, northwestern Kansas, across good portions of Nebraska and South Dakota are experiencing blizzard conditions with heavy snow and high winds.
Israel and Hamas have given a rather cool public reception to an Egyptian proposal to end the war, but the enemies stopped just short of actually rejecting the plan altogether. Also at srnnews.com, an international shipping giant is preparing to resume operations in a critical waterway.
Maersk plans to allow its vessels to once again ply the waters of the Red Sea. It comes at the start of a U.S.-led multinational naval operation aimed at protecting shipping from attacks by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Houthi attacks have led to a major disruption of shipping through the Suez Canal and the Red Sea, one of the most important arteries for trade in oil, natural gas, grain, and consumer goods between Europe and Asia. Rich Thomason reporting.
A fire at an automobile auction facility in Denton, Texas, has destroyed dozens of vehicles. Authorities say at least 58 cars and trucks impacted by that blaze. No word yet on the cause of the fire. This is SRN News. Does your church have a succession plan?
According to research by the Barna Group, most of America's congregations have no idea what they will do when their current pastor decides to retire. Given the fact that the country's clergymen are aging and fewer young men are entering the pipeline, Barna says it's an important matter that churches need to start thinking about sooner rather than later. Only 16% of pastors are under the age of 40 in this country. The average age is 52. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelical Christians continue making up a large part of former President Donald Trump's support as he seeks the nomination in 2024. Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Dallas is not surprised that evangelicals are standing by Mr. Trump, even as other candidates tout their faith. Jeffress says conservative Christians continue to support Donald Trump. This is SRN News. Germany's main national railway operator, Deutsche Bahn, launching an effort to sell logistics unit DB Schenker as the company seeks to concentrate on its core business at home.
Schenker has about 76,600 employees in more than 130 countries. The state-owned parent company describes it as one of the world's top four logistics firms. Deutsche Bahn issued an announcement that it's considering selling the entire share capital of Schenker AG in an open, transparent, and non-discriminatory process.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Authorities in a California community seeking a suspect in a hit-and-run collision that killed two young brothers. Antioch Police Department says officers responded to a traffic collision with one vehicle carrying two boys ages 12 and 13. Both children died. More details at srnnews.com.